Off and running hour two here of Sports Talk, live at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort, the newest sports book and bar. It's going to get even newer and bigger after the football season. Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick here. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Real Deal on the West Bank. What's going on, Real Deal? You're on Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby, Christian, and Garrett?
Hey, Real Deal. Real Deal, what you got, man? I hadn't heard from you in a while. I saw you at Remote, and boy, you look like you haven't aged a bit. I mean, you look like us. I can remember when I first met you 10 years ago. You must have good skin or something. You look good.
Hey, thank God for it. Hey, Bob, the reason why I was calling, and I heard your guest that way before Drew Brees
Danny Sheridan.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with him because if you don't win 10 games in a row, what can stop you from winning 3 games in a row? You know, I mean that's if you're looking at the odds of it. You know what I'm saying? I know he's an odd man. I mean,
right,
I heard him talking about the odds.
Handicapper, he's a handicapper. But the thing is, he's looking at, a rival.
Strength of schedule,
a rival type game, and Carolina is still considered amongst the best, even though they're on a 5-game losing streak. And it would take the Saints to beat them 5 times in a row. Now, I think that's what handicappers and people who do this for a living, I think that's what they look at.
Yeah. Everybody have their opinion. But
right.
That's my opinion because I just think if you went this far and you accomplished this type of goal, you know, your ultimate goal is home field advantage through the Super Bowl throughout. And you got an opportunity for it. This is what I'm taking, and that's what I believe in my heart that they're going to do it, take these 3 games, because they know what they're capable and what's in front of them to accomplish.
Now, Real Deal, you look at like strength of schedule when you say like who the Rams have to face versus the Saints. It ain't even close, dude. That's what I was going to say. And when you look at competition, here you got to go Monday night, on the road, and I would say it just shows you how well the Saints are playing. They're basically a touchdown favorite, 6.5. But then you look at also the Steelers. That's a short week. I know you're playing at home, but that's going to be a short week for you as far as preparation. But then you look at the Steelers. Man, that's one team that I don't trust, positive or negative, because they could be El Stinko. Or they could be like super.
Put 51 on you like they did against Carolina.
Yes. They, and Christian, I mean, Deuce, I'm glad you brought that up, and we're going to go to that segue. You ready for that, Christian? Yeah. Why the Panthers are skidding?
Well, you still got somebody on the phone.
Well, Real Deal will listen. He'll listen. No, 51, that's like when they were 6-2, what Deuce was saying, do you know Carolina, the Steelers, embarrassed? They got embarrassed by the Steelers, that being Carolina, 52-21. Kind of how we embarrassed the world champ Eagles. So you don't know. It ain't going to be easy, and hopefully the Saints come through.
You look at the Rams' final schedule. You highlighted the Saints, 2 out of 3 against the Carolina Panthers. 2 out of 3 are also at home. You got the Steelers sandwiched in between the Panthers matchups. But the final three for the Rams, the Eagles, Cardinals, you do play Arizona in Arizona. Then they wrap up with the 49ers at home. Now, I still think, though, that the Eagles, that's a prideful group. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying they're going to beat the Rams.
They'll give them a game.
Like the 11, that's what I was trying to talk about Danny Sheridan with. An 11-point spread, I would be comfortable with the Eagles covering that easy.
Well, because that's a lot of points. Nick Foles, he might catch some magic like he did in the playoffs. And, you know, we're talking about the strength of schedule. You look at the Saints schedule, the opponent's 52% winning percentage compared to with the Rams, or 3 opponents at 31%. So, no, it does matter who you play, when you're playing them. And, it'd be interesting to see the Steelers, how desperate they're going to be. Who do they play for the Saints? The Patriots.
Right.
I mean, so, and Deuce, they lost 3 in a row. They can't have any slip-ups. They got to win if they go into the playoffs, so they can be
going to the playoffs.
Yes.
Both of these teams are dangerous down the stretches because their backs are
wounded animals. Yeah.
We'll go inside Bobby's Notebook and Deuce's Dimes next here, breaking down the Saints and Panthers on WWL. Welcome back to the new sports book and bar here at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. our home each and every Wednesday during the football season. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Bobby's notebook. Looking at the Cowboys, listen to me, the Carolina Panthers. Nosedive, they've lost five straight. What's been the reason? Greg Olsen also out with an injury, but what's led to this nosedive?
Well, I can tell you Christian McCaffrey's not the reason. Christian McCaffrey's a flat-out stud. Look, he needs 74 yards for his first career 1,000 yards rushing.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, look, he was a pass receiver. Now he's going to get more opportunities than Alvin Kamara, how they utilize him.
Right.
We got to give Norv Turner a lot of credit, but like we were saying earlier, they're losers of five straight. They kind of like shell-shocked where they're at because when you looked at it, I'd said it earlier, they're on the heels of the Saints and the Rams for contention and the best record in the NFC. They were at one time at the halfway point. So that's, it's a big enough sample size. They were 6-2. Cam Newton had 19 passing and rushing touchdowns in the first half of the season. And the defense, they were giving up a little over 22 points a game. But, boy, has the mighty fallen. Now, if you look at the Panthers, they scored, as of late, more than 21 points only once. Since then, look at Newton has thrown almost as many interceptions, 8, as touchdowns. So now he got 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. So turning over the ball, they still +2. The Saints are +8, but they're +2. And I think Cam Newton may be trying to compensate for his shoulder injury. They have not been the same team. And they've lost games. Like, look, they let Seattle come back in that fourth quarter at home. Look how they lost to Cleveland. So, except for that Steelers blowout, they kind of lost games. It's like, man, they're looking at themselves in the mirror. How did we lose that? We should have won those games, but a loss is a loss.
Well, when you talk to Danny, here's a couple things. Even though they have lost 5 in a row, they've only lost 1 at home.
Right, the home record.
They are playing.
Well, they were 5-1, he said, at home?
Yeah, they are playing really, really well at home. And so you will get a dangerous team. Bobby, here's a couple things when you look at it in the numbers. Funchess hadn't been really involved. Christian talked about the tight end, Greg Olsen.
Right.
He's out. They've been using Ian Thomas, their rookie tight end, a little bit more. He's a playmaker that can help him. He can stretch the field. Samuels, I think they're still trying to figure out how they want to use him. Christian McCaffrey is still the leading rusher. He's got an outside shot at having 1,000 receiving as well as 1,000 rushing yards, and that's tough to do.
Well, Deuce, we haven't seen that. He'd be the first player since Marshall Faulk in 1999 to do that.
Yeah, I mean.
So that right there speaks for itself.
That is really tough. He's the leading receiver. He's the leading carrier. For me personally, I thought he would wear down as the season went on just because he's had so many touches. So here's the thing. They haven't fumbled a lot. I think they've only had 4 fumbles the whole year. So the turnovers have come because of Cam.
Right.
And so whether he's pressing or, fumbles, strips, interceptions, doesn't matter. He's turning the ball over. I agree with you. I think it's his shoulder that is kind of bothering him. So the question becomes, do they go maybe heavy with short passes and or it's all McCaffrey? I mean, because when you look at him from a defensive standpoint, they're still a salty defense. They're very, very salty. What's hurt them is they've given up explosive plays, +50. In the passing game, +50, +20. And also, they haven't gotten the production from the inside guys as far as pushing the pocket. You still have Julius Peppers on the outside that's able to get some pressure. I think it's Mario Addison is the other defensive end that is getting some pressure with them. But outside, they're not getting anything from the inside as far as push is concerned.
Well, and you look at, how explosive a player. Look, last year, you think coaching does make a difference. McCaffrey averaged 3.7 yards a carry as a rookie. Right now he's at 5.2.
Oh, he's getting explosive.
And I can tell you, over the last 3 seasons, because Mark Ingram's averaging 4.8, which is 3rd best, and the 2 guys ahead of him are Russell Wilson and Cam Newton. It's like their own. Do you know right now, it's amazing, the last 3 seasons, because Cam Newton's going to want to run it at times. Him and Cam Newton and Mark Ingram basically are averaging the same, 4.8 yards a carry. So, I mean, to me, what Mark Ingram has done, Deuce, and I know he just tied your touchdown record, and I think he's going to have an opportunity to probably surpass that. I don't know about the yardage. Look, because it has to be a regular season record. He's
216 away.
Yeah, 216 away, and he's averaging. You think he'd have to average over 70-something yards, and he's right around 50, 60 around there. I have to look it up. But that could possibly happen, but it's not just Mark Ingram. It's Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, it's not just Mark Ingram. It's obviously Alvin Kamara, where Christian McCaffrey is that focal point.
Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. We'll go right there right now. Ryan and Kenner, what's going on, Ryan? You're on Sports Talk on WWL.
Yes, just have a couple questions about a couple players. First, I want to make a statement. Eli Apple's playing a lot better than people want to give him credit for.
Ryan, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold, man. There's some bad feedback going on. I don't know. Mitch in Houston, what's going on, Mitch? You're on WWL.
Hey, guys, real quick. We picked up Eric Swoop. What about Jerry Bornage? I think he had like 1,000 yards in 2016, a little bit more accomplished. I just wonder if we got the best option at picking up a tight end. So.
Yeah, Bornage sat out all of last year.
But he's done a lot in the past.
I know he did. I know he did. But look, I think
you're splitting hairs right now. Okay, you don't think the Saints are aware of that, Mitch? I mean, when they looking at who they're bringing in the scouting department.
Well, they've already worked them out too.
Yes. So that when you look at which direction they're going to go in, it's not like you found Mitch. Now that's a good observation on your point, but it's not like you found a diamond in the rough that the Saints aren't aware of. I mean, you know, there's a rhyme and reason. They don't just add a player to the roster because they like him.
Nah, he's going to come in and work out, and they're going to evaluate and see how he fits into what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
And this is a claim, not a signing of a free agent. Don't get that twisted. The Colts put him on waivers, and it goes through, you know, based on your record at the time.
The record, yeah. So he slid down.
He slid down, but the Saints recognized good value instead of going out there and you're basically buying the contract he used to have opposed to signing a free agent.
With the Colts, yeah.
Then you're talking about a negotiation. How much do you want? How much are you willing to spend? So it's actually more effective. You're getting better value because you're claiming them off waivers. You put in a waiver fee of, $100, and then you're buying the contract, basically, of Eric Swoop.
Yeah, and if he had 4 years of service, it would not have been a claim. He only has three.
Right. Yep. Chris in Mandeville, what's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, look, check this out. Hey, bro, we're division champs, and I'm so proud of the Saints right now and the organization. And look, I got confidence. I got faith. I got hope. Dude, I believe we can win these last three games. It's going to be tough, but I believe we can do it. They know they can do it. They got to go out there and prove it. If they really hungry, they will go and get the next prize, and the next prize is – Bobby Christian and Deuce, y'all know what that next prize is.
Well, first things first is ultimately to be the world champs, to be the Super Bowl champs. But listen, we just got to win Monday Night Football. And listen, you excited? You won the NFC South because every team, the coaches comes in, Deuce, in the offseason and training camp, say, okay, we got to win our division. That's our goal. Then the next step, ultimately, because – a perfect example, even last year, recent history, the home field advantage made a big difference for the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl. That the road to the Super Bowl went through Philadelphia. So you get a bye, a player can be banged up, and you don't have to win as many games to get to the championship. So, to me, it's imperative right now, just looking at how this season has unfolded, to be that one or two seed. Ultimately, the one, but it – if you're a two seed, listen, you're still playing at home.
You still get one home game.
Yes, and you get that bye, then, listen, NFC Championship, anything can happen. Deuce, you were part of that
exactly
in 2006.
Right. 2006, we ended up having to go to Chicago. I would love to have it in New Orleans, but, it still was the first time for the Saints to go to the NFC Championship game.
And the Saints have played unbelievable on the road this year.
Coming back for Ryan and Kenner. Skillet in Atlanta, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. New Sportsbook and Bar here at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort here on WWL, our home each and every Wednesday. Welcome back here to Sports Talk, the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. Christmas Dreams to Biloxi. Christmas Dreams is a wonderful family-friendly production just in time for the holidays. And we got Jeb Rand, producer and director of Christmas Dreams, and also Ian Loretto, one of the star skaters in the Christmas Dreams to Biloxi. And Jeb and Ian, thanks for the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And, man, ice skating, I was telling you guys off the air, my dad was stationed at West Point, New York, ended up learning how to skate up there because if you don't in those parts and you can't play hockey, it's like, get out of here. You're not going to be in any social circles whatsoever. So ended up learning how to skate, got a great appreciation for skating in general. But
you can't figure skate, Chris.
No, I cannot. I actually learned to skate at first on a figure skate, and then I switched to hockey skates.
Oh,
you were telling me you started out on hockey skates.
Yeah, I started vice versa. My mom put me in figure skating because I loved hockey, and she's like, no, don't get hurt. And I went right towards pair skating, which is with the girl. And so here I ended up marrying my partner. She broke my nose twice. I think I've had 57 stitches, broke 3 bones, 4 concussions, and she thought that was the safe way to go. So go figure.
How'd she break your nose?
I think tricks called split triple twist, things you see on TV, and let's just say it didn't quite become a triple or quad, just kind of a double with an elbow. So I think I did piss her off before the number. You know, so.
Ian, how many hours of practice does it take ice time to get ready for a show?
To get ready for a show, like 12, 15, 12 a day. It's a lot.
Wow.
There's a lot of time that you don't really see in the back that we have to put together. So, we work hard so that we can put on a really good show, and it looks really nice. But
sure.
as Jeb said, a lot of cuts and bruises in the background.
Christmas Dreams here in Biloxi at the Beauvage Casino and Resort. Tickets are on sale now. Holiday production show. And Jeb, tell us about the Christmas Dreams show.
Well, it's kind of a cute story, but I will want to tell you that one thing I've always loved about the show is when I come back to the Beau Rivage is the support we get here from the Beau, and the room is amazing. So when we put real eyes down where the orchestra seats are, so if you've been to the Beau before, you'll come back and feel like you've never been here before because we take out all the orchestra seats and we put a real ice ring down below, and we have a synthetic surface up top. So just when you first walk in, you're like, wow, and where is this? And we have Santa Claus here. We have some special guests. We have some star skaters. But ultimately, the story I wrote, it's about this little boy that stops believing in Santa, stops believing in Christmas, and just kind of takes him on a journey through skating, through theater. We got Broadway actors. And,
wow.
Hey, guys out there, I'll tell you, as a guy, I'm a dad of two, and this is one you want to buy for your wife. You'll do it for your wife. You'll do it for your kids. And I won't tell anyone when you have a great time, too. Because, I'm telling you, there's comedy in there, beautiful skating, great costumes, and it's really just a fun night out for the family.
Can we get Bobby on the ice?
You know, Bobby, if you want to come, there are a couple of goals. You can probably pass a few yards. That's
I have to, Chris, you know,
how's your ankles?
I would probably break my nose, or I would definitely wipe out, and I think I'll just clap and appreciate the performance.
Great.
When you, how many years you guys been doing this?
Well, we've been here about 8 years overall, and every year we come back with a new show. We get this little twist, little changes. So I like to say, come back again for the first time. So if you've been here before, if you come back, we have just enough of the old stuff that you'll be happy, but a lot of new stuff that you'll be wild.
Can you find me some hockey skates? I might come up here and skate.
Hey, you know, Santa Claus may be out, so come on. I'll bring hockey skates. You bring the show.
All right. Don't tempt me. I haven't been on the ice in like 8 years, but. It's kind of like riding. I've done it before. I took like a long layoff, like 8 years, didn't skate, and then went up to see my sister in New York. We went to the rink. Took me a couple minutes. Kind of had wobbly legs, but once you get it back, it's like riding a bike. But so 12 hours a day in training. Who choreographs it? How does that work?
So it's choreographed by a few different people. We've got 3 different choreographers, as well as Jeb himself, who directs and choreographs some stuff. One of them, Nathan Birch, does some of the other shows for Rand Productions out in Branson, Missouri, as well as here in the Beau Rivage. The choreography itself takes just time to work through all the different numbers and then just cleaning it up so that it looks good.
And when you look at, you know, because kids and everyone, family members, how do you become a professional ice skater? It was something when you were little that you always wanted to do. And because isn't it like all of a sudden you're involved in competition, that if
yeah.
you want to do this as a career, and then you're part of shows, right?
That's exactly it, is that most of us, if not all of us, have been former competitors. I competed internationally for 10 years.
Okay.
And after you're done competing, you know, there are only a few people who go to the Olympics. What do you do afterwards, right? So it's like this is such a great way to be able to use the thing you've trained for all your life to, you know, make some money, support a family.
Right.
So, and I actually do this show with my wife, so which is really
cool.
Nice. So.
Yeah, and like you were saying, I'm from New York and as well. My family is. And I was at Radio City Music Hall for 8 years with the Rockettes show, starring in that show. And got old, got fat, and ultimately wanted to have kids. And my pregnant wife over my head wasn't going to look good. So we were kind of forced to find a path. So kind of like you and maybe perhaps in the coaching world. And
now where you're at, you're a general manager to coach. Kind of putting the team together.
It's
right?
Not so different to football. Seriously, I mean, after guys play, you have to have a plan, or if you're smart, you have a plan.
Right.
And so, you know, I kind of fell into it. Being with Radio City, I just naturally, you know, went into what you guys in your world be coaching and finding your kind of niche. These guys, some go into coaching, some go into shows, and
right.
Most of the ones that go into shows want to see the world, and it's just lucky that we have partners like the Beau Rivage that for us to come in here and do what we do and make it affordable. I mean, with the family four packs and things, I mean, like I say, this is not the big expensive Mariah Carey ticket here, so if you really do want to come out for something that's affordable and a great time, you know, Beau Rivage was a great place to come. You guys from New Orleans, one of my favorite cities in the world. Honestly, love New Orleans. It's only, what, an hour and 10, hour and a half away. And you come out there, they have a great package for a room and show. So it's ultimately, I mean, really, you have a good time at the show. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun.
Jeb Brand, producer and director of the Christmas Dreams in Biloxi at the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale right now. Also, Ian Loretto, one of the star skaters. Thanks a bunch for the time, fellas.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And the Christmas Dreams will perform twice daily, December 15th through the 27th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. No performances on December 17th or 18th. Tickets are really inexpensive. I mean, $12.95, $16.95, $24.95, and $29.95 plus tax and service charge. Tickets are available at the Beau Rivage Ticket Office, Ticketmaster, by calling 888-566-7469 or visiting BeauRivage.com. Family packages starting at 4 tickets for $40 will also be available. In addition, the buffet will offer children ages 12 and under a free meal with a show ticket. Pretty good stuff. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL. Deuce, you have to talk to me about what we just ate here at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. Finally got to eat at Stala. They brought us some food.
Stala, and the reason we haven't tried it yet, Christian, is normally they are closed when we're here on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So you have to catch them on Tuesday or Friday through Tuesday, and it's dinner only. It's dinner only. Man, I'm going to tell you what. It's Italian and everything from the steak to and from the lasagna. And
you guys might not. You're lucky you got the lasagna because I was going to take both servings.
Well, I was about to say now it was two of them. Now you.
I was going to take both. I love lasagna.
Okay, well, I'm glad I went first. But yeah, I was able to get a scoop of it. You chicken parm. But what was interesting was on this chicken parm. It's got the bone.
Yeah,
bone
in chicken parm.
See, that's new for me.
That's new.
That's new for me now. And not new for you, but it's new for me. And I was just amazed. And everything in house.
Can you just keep talking so I can eat?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give it to you. So the steak's cut up here. You've got some potatoes. You've got a little spinach. So you get your greenery. You get that. The pizza. I tried to pull Bobby's arm to get this homemade pizza. It has meatballs, a little onion on it, freshly made. Bobby said he couldn't do it. He's going to have to get it on round two. The shrimp and grits. Shrimp and grits over there by themselves. They were outstanding. So, yeah, I'm going to have to do some walking before I go get in a car. Had to walk around the facility a couple times.
Thanks to Jeff Segan over at Stala's. And he brought in the kitchen staff for us to serve us tonight from Stala at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. We'll step away and come back. Get to these phone calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL, AMFM.com.
Yeah,
all right, welcome back. The new sportsbook and bar, Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. Going to remodel this thing. It's already fantastic, but they're going to remodel it after the football season. Let's go to Skillet in Atlanta. What's going on, Skillet? You're on WWL.
Hey, not much. Hey, you guys think the Ravens are going to stay with this rookie quarterback, or you think they're going to put Flacco back?
They've already
in
announced
there.
That Lamar Jackson is the quarterback. Joe Flacco is now the backup.
I'll be damned. Well, I think that's a pretty good idea. And I think Baltimore is going to go to the Super Bowl. And
you must be a Ravens fan.
They might play the Saints. but I think they're going to play Seattle.
Skillet, you must Skillet, you must be a Ravens fan.
Well, I go out there quite a bit, and because I drive 18-wheelers, but I'm really not all that big of a Raven fan. But I am going to Vegas for the AFC Championship, so I'm planning on betting on them because I think they're going to go all the way.
You think they're going to beat the Chargers or the Chiefs?
The reason I think they will is anytime
a football team
loses their best running back, I think they're dead in the water. Hunt's gone, Le'Veon Bell's gone, and I just don't think teams can survive once they lose their best running back. And that's the main reason I think they're going to go all the way.
Deuce, you got anything?
Nope. I'm going to just leave it alone.
All right, Skillet, thanks for the phone call.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, see you later. Ryan and Kenner, WWE. Hold on, Ryan. When Deuce says I'm going to leave it alone, I know what that means. It's like, move on, please. Skillet, we're glad you called. But think about what you just said. You said the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl.
Starting Lamar Jackson. Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone. I like him as a quarterback, but I don't think that he's going to be able to take them to the Super Bowl. I don't even know if
they're going to qualify. Man, he's going to get hurt.
I don't even know if they're going to qualify for the playoffs.
They're 7-6 right now.
I don't know if they're going to qualify for the playoffs, so I'm going to just leave it alone.
But they might have to go back to Flacco because he might get hurt. I'm just saying he's going to run. He can run the football.
That's not sustainable.
He's got banged against Atlanta.
Yes,
where RG3 had to come in and play.
I don't know. He don't throw the ball well enough to me. And the Ravens got a stout defense. Very opportunistic, Deuce. And I thought that was impressive. The Saints going on the road and winning at Baltimore, considering.
It's a good team.
Yeah. But then you look at a kid running. Say his theory was like if the running back's out.
Spencer Ware.
No. Well, Ware is
out. Kareem Hunt.
Hunt is not there for Kansas City, and then the running back for that hadn't played at all year.
Le'Veon Bell with the Steelers.
Connor has played what's the kid's name? Connor.
James Connor.
Has played, but, I mean, he's out with an ankle injury, so, yeah.
Well, then you look up. So what's the status of the help Phillip Rivers, Melvin Gordon? Is he ready?
He's likely to be out as well.
Yeah, Melvin's
got. So is Austin Eckler.
Yeah, he's got a degenerative knee, so he's just got to deal with it, or they're trying to rest it, but he's got a bad knee.
Well, and the thing is, too, are you confident enough, since we are at a casino in the come playoff time, to bet against the Patriots?
From Foxborough, yes.
Where are they playing? But if they're playing at home, I
like them at home.
Chiefs went up there earlier this year, got beat. All right. I think the Patriots, if they somehow are at home during the postseason, you're not beating them. It's just in the postseason, you're just not. It's just really difficult to do. Unless you're the Ravens. The Ravens have done that.
So, Christian, what was the thing last night we were talking with Seth Dunlap, who comes on after us, about the Texans? But where they're at.
A great stat unearthed by Seth that basically. Nobody on their schedule has had a winning record at the time they played them, and they won't for the rest of the year.
How about that?
I don't think it's ever happened in NFL history. Every game they've played this year has been against a team that is either at 500 or below.
And they were talking about when the Dolphins went undefeated.
I still wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs, though.
No.
I mean, because that defense
is salt.
That defense is legit.
Right. Joe Person of The Athletic going behind enemy lines next hour here on Sports Talk on WWL.